Okay, here we go. 5 short ideas of Parshas Bo, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Tavshin Pei Beis, Alern Shemitz Chesu Furosham Farchai Eser Tilavas Arit Ziporo, Ita Mashchai Meneser, Chaim Levan Oriel, Peso Shecho Yisrael. The first idea comes to us from the Sasemes, who's Yortzah this week, Hey Shvat. Second puzzle in our Parshal, Lamat to Saber, Ba'ozeh Bincho, Be'mincha Eisa, Sher Zalati, Mishem Beis, Ozaza, Sher Samti, Bom, Vidatem, Ki Ani Hashem. Basically, you're going to be able to tell all your children throughout all your days, everything that happened, and all the struggles that you went through, and then by talking about it, they'll come to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Sasemes, what's this lashon of Laman to Saper? He says, we know Chazal tell us, in Menachos and Avkuf Yud Omer Aleph 110a, that if a person learns the Torah, certain subjects, Zos HaTorah Lo'ola, Ko'ozik Parshas HaOyla, Chatos Kilu Hikrev Oyla V'Chatos. If you learn about the Karbonos of Ola, the Karbonos of Chatos, then it's as if you brought those karbonos. Says the Sasemes, using the of that Gemara, Keinu b'parsha Sipuri Tzias Yisrael she'osik b'hem ki'ilu avar alav ha'galos. If you talk about and you learn about the Sipuri Galus, it's as if you're going and you're Isaac, it's as if you went through the Galus. There's a person has to go through their own Galus. A person has to go through their own challenges in life by learning the Torah of Galus, by learning the Torah of Shemos Bo, the Aaron Bo, B'shalach, learning about the gullus of Mitzrayim, as if you were makabel your gullus, right? Just like you learned the Torah of Parshas Ola Chatas, you got as if you brought the Ola Chatas. So too says the Sfasemis, as if you learned the Torah of gullus, it's as if you went through your own gullus as well. And this is the Bnei Saschar. Bnei Saschar tells us what's the from Narizal from earlier from Api Kabbalah. What is the mazel of the month of Shvat? The month of Shvat is a dali. It's a bucket. Because you know Moshe Rabbeinu started teaching the Sefer Dvarim on Rosh Chodesh Shvat.
So in essence, Rosh Chodesh Shvat is the ability to be able to give share Torah with the rest of the world. And not only did it happen once by Moshe Rabbeinu, but it happens every year on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. It says Bnei Sosra that a person is able to tap into that energy of Torah. And that's exactly what the Sasemes is saying. When a person learns the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, you actually were able to go through your own galus as if you went through your own galus and you got through your own kaparas, as if you brought the cart like the Gemara says in Menachos. Beautiful idea from the Sfas Emes and from the Bnei Sosra. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Chida, Yurchav Gimel, by Makash Chosha. Lo ro ish es achiv lo kamu ish mitachtov shloshes yamim v'chol Bnei Yisrael hayor b'moshe sam. Right? All the Mitzrayim, they couldn't move, they couldn't see, and all the Jewish people had or throughout their dwellings. Says the Chida, if you look at the Sophie tables of Ulchol B'nai Yisrael Haya, right? Ulchol is a Laman, B'nai is a Yud, Yisrael is a Laman, He is a He, Haya is a He, that spells the word Laila. So maybe we could say, I think the Chida says, Laila Ke Yom Yair, that even at night time, when it comes to Pesach night, that it was light even at night. But we know what the Chidush Harim tells us also. What does it mean, Lo Rao Yish Asakiv? You know what real Machas Choshech is? Lo ro ishes achiv is that when you're able to see your brothers and sisters in pain, but you don't see them. You just focus on yourself. Lo ro ishes achiv. That's not the Jewish way. That's Choshech. Lo ro ishes achiv. But real Choshech is not able to only, you're only focusing on yourself. But that's not our way. The Jewish people, Lo chol yisro haya or b'moshe osam, there's light, and you're able to see others. You're able to see, care for others. Like I saw it in the MKY, chat. Rishal Besser, Shlita put on a kid that needed get into camp, but unfortunately he had a balance from last year's camp. He wasn't able to get in. And within 25 minutes, the balance, I think it was like $3,500, was covered, and his camp for this year was covered as well. At the end of the day, the Jewish people care for each other, no matter who it is, no matter what it is. When one's in Jews in pain, we're all in pain. When one Jew is in Muslim, we're all in Muslim. Unfortunately, last night I was paying a shiva call here in Yerushalayim Kodesh to someone. As a baby, one year old baby, and you could feel the tzar in the room. It wasn't just the parents and the grandparents. Every single person in the room was mamish imo nochi b'tzara, and Hashem should bless them to have nechama. And when Rabbeinu Hashem sees that we care for each other, he'll wipe away all the gzeiros so they're able to bring Mashiach out to Shmaya. Beautiful chida uchol b'nisu hayor. So it was laila ki yom yar and the chidushirim that the Jewish people always look out for each other. Idea number three. It comes to us from the Shlach HaKadosh. HaKadosh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodesh Misham Hu Lechad Shehashana, says the Torah, the first message we got, Rosh Chodesh, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, says the Shlach, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, this month, what's this month referring to? It's referring to Nisan, Rosh Chodeshim. He says something so magnificent. Usually when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, right, today is Rosh Chodesh. Today is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. But tomorrow is not Rosh Chodesh Shvat, tomorrow is Beis Shvat. The Rebbe of Zusha is your side. And every other month, you have either on one day or 2 days Rosh Chodesh. But then every other day is not Rosh Chodesh. Says the Shlach, but when it comes to HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodeshim, every single day, has the kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. Kimo Rosh Chodesh v'lo kishara chodeshim. Kimei Chodesh Nisan kulam kedoshim. Every single day of Rosh Chodesh, every single day of Nisan is ki'ilu Rosh Chodesh. We have the ability of ischach, the ability but to start fresh and start new. And that's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted within time, the famous Sfarno that we like to say over. HaChodesh Zalachem Rosh Chodeshim. What does that mean? Why was that the first mitzvah we were given? Mikanav Eilach Yiyah HaChodeshim Shalachem. Why was it the first mitzvah we got when we left Mitzrayim? Because the time wasn't ours. Time wasn't ours. We were enslaved to Paro. Their ideas were not ours. Now time is yours. Now we're able to infuse time. Be able to take time and make it holy, make it ourselves, be able to use it and to uplift it. But when we're enslaved to Paro, we weren't able to do that. Says the Shlach, every single day of Chodesh Nisan is like Rosh Chodesh. And says the Sfarno, every single minute is our time to be able to bring Kavod Shemaim, to be able to use wisely, because before we weren't able to, time wasn't ours, we were Meshubah to others. A beautiful idea from the Shla and the Sfarno, idea number four. Idea number four comes from Av Shom, of Kosov, the Kosov of Rebbe, the same Pasuk, HaChodesh Zalachem, Rosh Chodeshim, and he quotes the Shla, the Kosov of Av Shom, quotes the Shla, says all the days of Nisan are Rosh Chodesh, but then he says, he gives a different touch. HaChodesh Zalachem, Rosh Chodeshim, Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodesh Yashana. That is the beginning of all the months. But says the Kosovar, and this is an avoda for every Rosh Chodesh. He says that we know everything goes by the head. Rosh Chodesh, the Gufa, Basar, Resha. That we know the body goes after the head. Just like a body moves by the brain, so too, that everything starts in the beginning. If the head is strong, if the beginning is strong, if Rosh Chodesh is strong, then the rest of the month is strong. Then the rest of the week is strong. The Shabbos is strong, then the rest of the week is strong. But it all starts from the beginning. Beginnings. Tamidi Baal Shem Tov talk all about beginnings. Your first thought when you wake up. The first word should be Moda'ani. The first thought has to be something Kaddish, something pure. That's why the Chalad Chassidim put the Netil Sidaim right by their bed. Then they should go right into mitzvahs. That the first thing should always be very careful. Like I saw in the Sefer Sichos by Hashem, Rav Eliyapian was once in bed, getting up in the morning, and he's Yetzirah, like everybody's Yetzirah, told him, go back to sleep, 5 more minutes. And he woke up, and he said, Modani, and he told the Yitzhar, if you're up, you're doing your job to tell me to go back to sleep, I'm up. You're doing your job, if you're up, I'm up. Make sure to start our day strong. Rishon Ulachem Lachach Yashana. If we have our Rosh Chodesh strong, we have our, we get what today is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. If you have Rosh Chodesh strong, you make a Suda, you make it special, you make something unique for Rosh Chodesh, then the rest of the month will be holy, will be Kedusha as well. A beautiful insight from the Kosover and from Rav Eliyahu Lapian, cited in the Sefer Sichos by Rosh Hashem, Adiyah number 5. Now then, later on to the end of the parsha, and Shvi, I love this Vilna Gaon, one of my favorite Vilna Gaons, brought down the Sefer Pnina Shilchan Agra. Shivas Yom Tocha Matzos, Ve'yma Shvi Chag LaHashem. 7 days you shall eat Matzos, and 7 days should be a Chag for Hashem. Matzos Yochal Yishvas Yomim, Lo Yochal Chometz, Lo Yochal Chotzor B'chol Yulecha. 7 days you shall make sure that their Matzos are eaten, you can't have Chometz, can't see it or anything. Says the Gra. If you look at Yud Gimel Vav, Matzos is spelled without a vav. Mem tsari tuf. And if you look at Mem Yud Gimel Zayin, Matzos is spelled with a vav. Mem tsari vav tuf. Right? The first pasuk gets chaser. The second pasuk gets mole. Why? Why? Says the Vilna Gaon, an incredible idea. When it comes to your mitzvah, daraisa, when it comes to your mitzvah, Matzos, chaser. You don't, it doesn't have to be so great. Matzos could be very simple, beautiful. Matzos yeachel. When it comes to Mos Chitin, like the Ramah tells us, in Simin, tough tests. When it comes to Mos Chitin, Matzos Yeachel, make sure that the poor have, make sure that that's got to be Mole. It's got to be Mole. Yeachel means that you have to make sure that it's eaten. When it comes to yours, it's Chaser. Chaser, you have to have the big blessing. When it comes to other people, the special mitzvah to be able to help Jews, help get ready for Pesach, Matzos Yeachel. When it comes to helping others, there's no holding back. Mole, mole, mole. And this reminds me of the Alter Rebbe, when someone once came to the Alter Rebbe and said, what's more important, loving Hashem or loving Jews? Loving Hashem or loving Klal Yisrael? And the Alter Rebbe first said, they're equal, and then he said, no, loving Klal Yisrael. Because the Pasuk says in Malachi, I love them, Kadosh Baruch says. When you love them, when you love Jewish people, when you spread kindness and care and sensitivity, and you're ultimately showing love to Kadosh Baruch. Matzos is chaser. First, because that's talking about ourselves. When it comes to others, there's no end to as much chesed and kindness and care that achdus we could spread throughout the world. And that's why matzos, ye'achel, is spelled mole, with a vav, to make sure you understand that's never enough. We always have to be doing more for our brothers and sisters. Such a beautiful five ideas. So the first idea we started with from the Sasemes, Sasemes tells us not to saper. Gemara Menachas tells us in Daf Kof Yod that if you learn the Torah Sa'olah, you learn the Torah Sa'chartas, and it's if you brought a carbon oil, if you brought the carbon chatas. It's the same thing when it comes to Mitzrayim. When you learn the Torah of Galus, it's as if you, Kain who parshes the Sibur, he sees the Samcha, Oisei Ba'kiu, Avra Allah Galus. If you want to be able to, you want through Galus, you'll be able to get rid of your Galus. And that's the whole Avodah of Shvat. The Bnei Tosfos tells us the Mazel of Shvat is the Dli, is the Koyach of Torah that Moshe was able was the pale. He started giving over the Torah at the end of his life of Sefer Devarim. Every single Jew has to be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, especially when it comes to Shvat, the special essence to be able to connect to the Torah HaKadosh. Idea number two is Stefan Chidah, L'chol B'nei Yisrael Ha'yom B'Mashasam, L'chol B'nei Yisrael Ha'yom, so B'tevas Laila, because Laila K'yom Yoyer, at nighttime in Mitzrayim, there was no Laila, so we don't say Kriya Shema, it was all Yom. As Chidush HaRasim says, Lo Ro Yish Asachiv, that's Choshech. When the Jews are not able to focus on themselves, only on others, that's Choshech. L'chol B'nei Yisrael Ha'yom B'Mashasam, there's light. If you're caring for others like Yisrael Besser, within 25 minutes, I got that kid taking his camp, he's taking care of it. Third and fourth idea, all about Chodesh Azalachem. The number three was Lashla, Chodesh Azalachem, Rosh Chodeshim. Ki Yimei Chodesh, Kulam Kedoshim. Lo Kim Rosh Chodesh, Lo Kishar Chodesh. For every other month has Rosh Chodesh, and then it's not Rosh Chodesh. But Nisan, every single day, has a Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh, has a special Indian of Rosh Chodesh. And that's what the Sfarana tells us. The Sfarana tells us that it was their first mitzvah they were giving out of Mitzrayim. It was because before we were Meshuvah to Paro, but now time is ours. Now we can be able to choose time, to uplift time, and to bring Kavod Shemayim to use it to make it holy. The fourth idea, the Avos Shalom, Kosover quotes the Shalal Kaddish, who tells us that all these in Nisan are, it's a remez, that Rishon, who, what is the Rishon? Everything goes after the head, everything goes after the Rosh. If the Rosh is strong, then the rest of the days are strong. And the Tamid Baal Shem Tov say, if the beginning of the day is strong, you start off the day strong, then the rest of the day is Rosh. That's where Eli Apion told the Yitzhar of Europe, and he told him to go back to sleep. If you're up, you're telling me go back to sleep, you're doing your job, I'm up. To make sure that the first words and the first things we do in the morning, they're holy, the Kedusha, and finally, fifth and final idea, why is in the end of the parsha, Yigimel Vav, Yigimel Zayin, one is spelled Mole, one is spelled Chaser, excuse me, Matzos, Atocha Matzos is spelled Chaser, and the Matzos Yachel is spelled Mole, it's spelled Wuzavav. Because when it comes to your mitzvah, said the Vilagon, it's simple, you don't have to do so much. You do your mitzvah simple. When it comes to matzos yechad, to make sure the matzos are eaten. When it comes to the ramah, maos chitin, to do as much as you can to be able to spread light and spread love and spread care and kindness. Because out the Rebbe said, when someone came to him, what's more important, loving Jew, loving Jews or loving Hashem? He said, they're equal. And he said, no, loving Jews. Because when you love Chai Yisrael, you're loving what your loved one loves. A hafsi has come. You're loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu by showing kindness and care. We should be zochah b'ez Hashem to learn the Torah, Kedosha, and it should uplift us and change us to different people. Shizoka to be able to see others and care for others, mamish to see and to spread the light, to be able to use our time to make it holy, to be able to understand the kedusha of Rosh Chodesh and the kedusha of the beginning of the days, to make sure we're never daf olim chesed yibona, always doing more and more to spread kindness throughout the world as Hashem good chodesh and the stories tell us.